supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Dan, why did Raymond Douglas decide to talk after all of these years?
Well, you know, he said he didn't really know. There was a combination of factors. One, he thought it might have been his age. But there's lots of other factors, too. He said that not much had changed for him in all these years since it's happened, in terms of his own ability to process this horrible trauma. And, you know, he also pointed out that socially there's still a problem, a major problem with male rape. I mean, it's still a problem with female rape, but it gets talked about more. There's more resources for women who have been sexually traumatized, not so much for men. So he felt the need to speak about it to hopefully create some sort of change, and hopefully he had some self-healing in the process.
One of the messages of the book is that the trauma of rape never goes away.
He said it can never become history. You live with it all the time. And he said this, and I'm quoting, "When you're encountering denial, impatience, dismissal, contempt, which of course he says is common to victims of both sexes," he says, in effect, that's what gets locked in. I'm not so sure that's necessarily true, because it's the secrets of shame that get locked in the body. And male shame is powerful and significant for so many reasons here. So, you know, as long as we have that shame locked into our bodies, yes, it never goes away. It can never become history.
So what helps victims speak out and subsequently hopefully heal?
Well, there's a lot of things, of course, that can be done. You know, open discussion about sexual abuse in men would really be helpful. The issues with the Catholic Church revelation, I'm sure, has helped. Unfortunately, much of it still goes on in the church, but at least we're talking about it. At least it's open. So, yeah, validation and acknowledgement are important, but the difficult work is about opening up to loved ones and others, about doing the work of letting go of fear and anger. That empowers us. You know, psychologically we think holding on to the anger will protect us from further abuse, and it's just the opposite.
Thank you, Dan.
You're more than welcome, Mikan.